This week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com, we answer a question on divorced spouse benefits. Hi, my name's Chris Stein. I'm a certified financial planner and a finance instructor at Colorado State University. And welcome to this week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com. So this week, we've answered questions on divorced spouse benefits a number of times and talked about them on several blog posts, but this one has a bit of a twist. So let me read the question to you that came in to us. The question is, my mother is 62 and wants to file for Social Security benefits. She was mostly a stay-at-home mom, so her own benefit is quite small. She is divorced, but I know that as long as she was married for at least 10 years, she is eligible to claim a spousal benefit as if she were married. But there's a complication. She was married a total of 15 years to her ex-husband, but with a divorce and remarriage to the same man along the way. Their first marriage lasted 8 years, then they were divorced for 3, then remarried and divorced the second time 7 years later. Does she qualify for divorced spouse benefits? So a couple things. First of all, a person does qualify for divorced spouse benefits as if they were a spouse. So they're treated as if they were still married for purposes of claiming spousal benefits. If they were married for at least 10 years, and the rule is you have to make it to your 10th anniversary. If it was the 10th anniversary or beyond, you qualify. The old rule, which has gone for quite some time now, used to be 20 years. So it's now 10 years. And a couple other things have to be have happened, which is you must reach age 62, which is the same age you would have to reach to claim spousal benefits normally. So that rule applies to currently married people as well as divorced people. The third thing that must happen if you're divorced is that your own or let's say your divorce, your last divorce, and this has multiples in it, but you must be divorced at least 2 years prior to claiming the spousal benefit if your ex is not currently claiming. And what that rule is, for those of you who know about spousal benefits, you realize that the door to spousal benefits only opens once the other spouse on whose record you're claiming must have filed their own benefit for. So in a case like this, let's pretend they were still married, for his mother, in order to be eligible for a benefit, for a spousal benefit, the husband, his father, assuming, would have to have filed his own benefit in order for her to be eligible for a spousal benefit. Well, for divorced folks, they don't require that. They don't require that the ex has filed. And that is for a fairly obvious reason. You wouldn't want animosity between ex-spouses to cause someone to maybe delay filing in order to punish the other person. Say the ex-husband intentionally doesn't file so that the ex-wife can't file a spousal benefit. So they, to avoid that situation, they say, well, you don't have to wait. So this is actually a case where being divorced, you have a better rule, a more beneficial rule than if you were still married, because in this case, the mother can file for spousal benefits, if eligible, without having to wait for her ex-husband to have filed. Well, that clearly provides incentive for people to get divorced in order to claim spousal benefits early. So they have this two-year rule where you must be divorced at least 2 years before you can claim a spousal benefit, unless your ex-spouse has filed. They essentially create a situation where you're in no worse condition than if you were still married. So the husband, in my example, filing would always open the door to the wife, whether they were married or they were divorced. But if the husband doesn't file for whatever reason, even if it's not due to animosity, the ex-wife can file for a spousal benefit as long as they've been divorced at least 2 years. So what this does is it prevents people from becoming divorced and immediately filing for spousal benefits using this advantageous rule. So those things have to be in place for her to be eligible. Now the question comes around this 10-year situation, because she was clearly married to the same person for well over 10 years. In this case, 15 years, 8 years and 7 years. The trouble is, this happens often enough, believe it or not, that Social Security has a special rule to handle this. And the specific rule states this. it says that this requirement is met for if the divorce became final on or after the 10th anniversary of the marriage, and I'm reading directly from the Program Operations Manual System, the POMS, which I call the Social Security Bible, which is where all the detailed rules exist. It goes on to say, this is so even if this period was interrupted by a prior divorce, providing the remarriage took place no later than the calendar year immediately following the calendar year of the divorce. So the 8 years and 7 years, the two marriages that these same two people had with 3 years in the middle, would have counted towards the 10 years if the remarriage happened within the next calendar year, either in the same calendar year they got divorced and suddenly changed their mind and got remarried, or at least within the next calendar year. But once January 1st of the third year, or I guess December 31st of that calendar year following the year of the divorce, so if they got divorced in 2005, they would have to have been remarried by December 31st of 2006 for the second marriage to be combined with the first. So this creates actually a very sad story for this reader. The sad story is his mother does not qualify for divorce spouse benefits because the 8 year marriage and the 7 year marriage were separated by 3 years where they were divorced. So under this very specific rule that Social Security has, they don't combine the two. Each marriage would stand alone with its own 10 year measurement. If either one had been 10 years, they would have been good to go. She would have qualified. But in this case, unfortunately, even though they were married for 15 years, they are not combined because they didn't remarry by the end of the calendar year following the first divorce. So you can read this in the written blog. I've provided a link to the Program Operations Manual that handles this situation, if you will, with divorced spouse benefits. And you can read it for yourself on here. These rules do periodically change. I haven't heard anything about this one changing, but this is a bit of a unique story. Turns out to be a little bit of a disappointing story, I'm sure, for the reader, but we wish them luck. And if you have any questions, please send them to us. We're more than happy to answer questions to the best of our ability. We'll see you next week with a brand new blog post.
Are you interested in your own customized Social Security analysis? If so, visit us at helpwithmysocialsecurity.com and click the Contact Jim and Chris button. Jim and Chris offer a $75 Social Security optimization analysis that includes a 1 hour consultation to discuss the specifics of your Social Security situation. This very affordable offer is for both singles and couples and will provide you the information you need to make an informed decision about claiming your Social Security benefits.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Salner, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.